neat that the city decided to have the troop come in and interview the people, because I understand that people don't seem to show up at city meetings,
right,
which are important. Mm-hmm. And I just, when I read it in the newspaper, I thought, oh, what a neat idea. They're going out to the people.
Hi, and welcome to Theater Simple's Park Bench. I'm Lisa Holland, and recently a team of simpletons went to El Mirage, Arizona. Like many areas in the Southwest, El Mirage has been going through a recent period of intense growth. Originally settled in 1937 and incorporated in 1951, located in the heart of the West Valley of Phoenix, El Mirage has grown from a small town dependent on agriculture into a diverse community with a population of over 40,000. The physical footprint of the city is fairly compact. It's interesting to note that its primary agricultural crop has historically been mostly roses. So, Andrew, Monique, Bob, and I went to El Mirage and talked to people for the better part of 3 days, gathering comments about what folks like now and what they hope for in the future as a part of the general plan charrette process for El Mirage. In exchange for talking to us, they got a rubber ducky. Wait, back up. What is a charrette, you might ask? In this context, a charrette is a series of intense, collaborative planning sessions and design conversations for a neighborhood, district, or community. Specifically in this instance, El Mirage. The key component is the interest and commitment of the community itself. Because the way it works best, a charrette harnesses the talents and energies of all interested parties, also known as those who live there, those who show up and speak up, to create and support a feasible plan that represents transformative community change. On this plan, the future of the community can be built. Urban planners, architects, environmental engineers, landscape architects, professional planners and facilitators, they're all on the charrette team and will be working hard to transform these ideas into more tangible products. Products like images, maps, potential new code or planning overlays. It also creates a stronger vision of community and neighborhood values to all who show up to see what's in the hopper, and a stronger sense of the infrastructure needed and desired to move the community into the future. These park bench interviews took place September 20th through 22nd at several locations. At the Bulk Trash Cleanup Day, in the Pueblo El Mirage Resort, in front of the new Walmart, and at Dysart High School. We got a good sense of the community, their pride, their hopes, their concerns, and their wish lists. You'll notice that with our having chats in a lot of high traffic areas, there's a lot of background noise, either cars, dumpsters, or lunch period. So we appreciate your patience with the sound. The actual general plan design charrette in El Mirage is October 6th through the 11th, 2008, with work sessions, public workshops, and open houses. If you're a local, please stop in. See how your future might be shaping up. For the rest of the world, let's hear what people are thinking in El Mirage on the eve of this unique civic event.
It probably took me about 20 minutes to fall in love.
That's fabulous.
And what it is, Lisa, is it's this place, this town, it's the people. It's old, and so a lot of this goes back a long way. It shows in the third generation students who are here.
I like the small town feel right over here, the neighborhood feel, you know, as opposed to, like, say, driving through Glendale or Surprise. They don't have that distinct.
That's more of a suburban feel.
Yeah, this is neighborhood.
Yeah.
These people have been here for years, and that's what it kind of reminded me of my home.
Talking on their front porches?
It's the family. There's a lot of family, I think, that lives here in El Mirage that goes back not only one or two generations, but probably three, four generations. Yeah, these people have been here for a while, so that's why I like it.
In terms of there's been a lot of growth in the last 10 years, what do you think is important to remember or to do in terms of, like, planning that growth?
Infrastructure. I think El Mirage needs more businesses in town to create more sales tax revenue, which they can in turn turn around and, you know, improve some of the you know, the blighted areas of town, or do whatever neighborhood community watches it, you know, but that's what I would like to see. I'd like to see more companies come to town. My son is involved in soccer league, and he is also involved in the T-ball league. So we do our little activities here at the ballpark. We'll go to the park occasionally and use it.
Anything missing in this community that you feel could or should be here?
Probably a little more representation as far as community and state. You know, not too many people know about El Mirage. You know, not too many people.
So a little bit more...
Yeah, a little bit more recognition somewhere.
What's your favorite thing to do in this community?
I go to the parks, these new parks they make.
Is there anything that you feel is missing?
Oh, yeah. There's like a rec center, yeah.
There's one here, but it's a really small one. But yeah, there was a bigger one for the kids.
What do you think is the best thing about a park and what that offers the community?
Well, gee whiz, I think it gets the kids off of the streets and into a safe environment. Even though they're, you know, they're competitive and they're playing games, at least you know where they're at and you know that they're basically safe.
Mm-hmm.
It gives them something to do. The kids have nothing to do, you know.
Is there a community center here for them to, you know, play basketball games? Or...
I think there's a small one, but we've never utilized the facilities.
How long have you lived in El Mirage?
6 years this October.
And what drew you to the area in the first place?
The price of the house fit my pocketbook.
In terms of your quality of life here and El Mirage as a whole, what does community mean to you? I mean, what's in your best case scenario, your best dream for this city?
Well, they're doing it now. They're getting streets that are usable. Other than that, they've made a nice change on Waddell and, well, Thunderbird there by Walmart. That's looking really nice, and of course Walmart was a plus for the area.
Are there any other things that would do more to kind of keep you in the area?
Oh, just more recreation areas, like a bowling alley maybe, and because my kids like to bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Just activities for the
kids to
for
do.
For the kids, basically, and of course the adults that can, you know, you like to keep your kids and the family together. So you want activities that the whole family can do.
What do you like about the community? What have you found so far?
I like the potential. I like seeing the improvements, that it's growing. I've lived here for a long time, since I was about 8 years old, and I see the valley moving, you know, northwest. And it was just a great place to get settled in. And I think it's in 5 years, it's going to be a completely different area.
Anything about the way it's developing that you're not crazy about? The El Mirage in particular?
No, everything I'm happy with. I mean, it's getting cleaner. It's nice. I love the street improvements that they've made on Thunderbird.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I've seen looks really good.
And do you like your neighborhood? Do you spend a lot of time hanging out with friends there, or do you have to go elsewhere for, you know, to kind of hang out and have fun?
Yeah, I have to go somewhere else, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
We go to the Surprise Park quite a bit. So it would be nice if El Mirage had something like that.
What do you want here in your town?
To have water fountains and to play in them and run in the grass and play a lot of games.
That would be nice. Why would you like to have things like that? What would that do for you?
That would make me feel happy.
With like volleyball on it and for kids to play.
Wanting to get people. Park. A water park?
Yeah, I want a water park with a lot of games and water.
It's hot, that's why.
It is hot. Yeah.
We need more water in here.
I like everything in Omaha.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like what?
That's not as dirty as other places now in Phoenix and stuff like that.
They're doing this big planning thing for the city of El Mirage.
Yeah.
And you guys go to school here. And the adults have some ideas about what they think kids your age would want. And I kind of want to hear from you guys what you think would be useful to have here.
either for you now or like for people coming behind you in 5-10 years?
Yeah, like city buses, like, that's what we need most. City buses. Because like, how about to walk everywhere? Like, they got it all in Phoenix or they can take them everywhere, but yet we have to walk to our distance to get driven, but like, if we don't have a ride, we have to walk, so.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And it's really too hot to do that.
Yes.
All right, so Buster, what else would be useful?
A really big park.
Yeah, a really big park, yes.
Basketball court.
With basketball courts, soccer fields.
Football fields.
Everything.
Yeah. We don't have none of that.
Soccer so fields. If you could design a dream park, what would you want to see there?
Four soccer fields.
No, seriously, this is good.
A couple basketball courts.
Four basketball courts.
A big swing set.
And a pool.
And a pool.
A pool and a football field.
Yeah.
But you guys have a football field here, don't you?
Yeah, we can't play on it.
But they won't let us play on it.
Oh, right, because it's school, it's private property. Oh. Okay, so we have, so what else, so talk about the pool aspect. But do you want to see it indoor, outdoor? Do you want to see stuff for little kids there at the pool? Or?
Should have an indoor one. Indoor would be nice.
Or at least covered.
Yes.
What else? What else would be good?
A little kiddie pool.
Yeah?
A little tiny kid pool.
Little kid pool. Like 3 feet.
And that's all.
And that's all.
Now, what do you guys like most about the city of El Mirage? You know,
just
things
like knowing everybody and being able, like being able to know wherever you go, like the people there. And
so it's like a good sense of community here?
Yeah.
And it's close to the zoo too, so you can hang out there.
What would you like to see here if you had your way?
A nice skating rink.
A skating rink? Tell me why.
Because I like skating, you know, just like with the music playing and like you get to hang out and there's usually video games and skating places and there's food. It's like, this is a good place to chill.
Anything else that you'd like to add or anything, you know, about what you see the future holding for El Mirage?
Has lots of potential, that's for sure.
What kind of potential do you see?
Just like a lot of people are moving in, so it's obvious that it's growing and looks like it's gonna be a really nice city.
It's just like the streets are getting all fixed and everything's becoming like open, like.
So and what do you think is important for the adults in the area to remember about people your age and younger, and their planning?
That we're young, we need to have fun.
Yeah. What helps to have fun?
Like
friends, places to go with your friends.
Cool. Anything else you want to say to the world at large or the world in specific about El Mirage, what you like about it, what you hope people don't forget about it?
It's not ghetto.
It's not ghetto. That's
it's
a good thing.
It's not Mirage.
Dudes, you rock. Thanks.
Looking for something that was a little more affordable, a little more not necessarily in the midst of a big, huge city. Hoping for something kind of family-oriented, neighborhoods that seemed family-friendly.
Great. And you find that that El Mirage kind of meets some of those criteria?
Parts of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm happy to hear that they're kind of trying to gear it to be more of a family-oriented community. And it seems like they're really trying to build it up as such. And looking for family-friendly types of activities and organizations, and we really like that. Well, I know that I've spoken with some members of the police department who said that they're looking to just kind of assist the community and sort of build a community. I know that they're building parks, and I know that they're looking at anything that they are building, that they're wanting to try to make it child-friendly. Family friendly. It looks like they're really trying to work hard on just gearing the whole area for being a kid's safe place.
That's great.
Yeah.
What's your idea of a good, strong community?
Well, to me, I think it means people who consider each other, look out for one another, communicate, don't always have to necessarily agree or have everything the same or even want to, but to truly find what they do agree on and look for the best interest of each other. Well, if we don't look for and go after what we want, nobody's going to do it for us. No one can get my family involved except us. And if there are others out there doing it, they're not going to knock on my door and drag us out there.
What do you like about this community?
It's tight, close-knit.
Cool.
You know, know a lot of my neighbors, so it's real nice.
Do you find that sort of community-wise across El Mirage, or is there any places that you think that don't have that opportunity?
So far, yeah. I mean, I've heard, differently in other areas, such as Surprise and other places, but it's been a good experience.
Excellent. Do you like all the changes that are happening in this area?
So far,
yeah.
Yes.
What ones do you specifically enjoy?
I like to see more of the retail competition coming in, involved.
Cool.
You know.
And I mean, what do you, how do you define community?
Community, boy, I would say, you know, knowing your neighbors, security, just getting involved with what's going on.
If it was up to you, what would you have in your life that's not here now?
Boy, I think the biggest thing would be a community center. I think it would be a great place for, you know, the kids to go and stay out of trouble and give them something to do other than finding their own thing to do.
We loved the design, and it was a new place, a new area, and we knew that people's opinions would matter.
Really? You're finding that that you have some sort of say in the community? How are you finding that in terms of, you know, in everyday life?
Our neighborhoods have meetings that we vote on and everything, and whatever, if somebody wants something, they try to make it happen.
Do you feel that there's anything that can be improved upon in the way the area is growing and developing?
Better daycares,
yeah.
So people can afford to put their kids in daycares,
mm-hmm.
Less expensive.
There could be more business places, but there are already closed business places. Maybe there could be more. Thanks. I don't know. I'm really glad about the movie theater and the places being built already.
What's valuable to you about a community?
For us to have, like, everything, like a little world, to have everything you need so you won't have to go outside the community to get it. For, like, all the resources.
And for you?
I think a community is about people working together and listening to each other and doing everything so it works best for everybody.
I discovered this when I would visit my students' families. And you would be called outside, sometimes literally called outside.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'd just be attracted,
mm-hmm.
by the noise or curious, and you would move outside. And there was an instant feeling of community. And even as a very momentary visitor, I was so aware of the depth, what I call the taproot of this, and it's underground. And like good taproots, they hold things up and they don't move around too much.
I would like them to pay attention to what they are doing now. I see they are paying attention to the streets, and the police service has improved a lot. You can see the improvements. In 9 years, it has improved a lot.
We bought a house here. Mostly, we like the tranquility here. We have not seen any crimes.
Any idea on what you would like to see in the city?
An Exxon gas station? And yes, parks. I would like to see more parks. We do not have many parks. Public transportation? Schools? Schools. My children were in a school near our neighborhood, and they were transferred to a school that is far away from home.
Talk to me about this event.
We started this about 3.5 years ago when I first came on board.
What's it called?
It's called the Bulk Trash Event, but there's a different name we're using now.
Which
community
is?
Event, I think it is.
Oh.
And but it's a pretty big event for the citizens of El Mirage because my job is code enforcement, which is to get them to clean up their properties and how they maintain their properties. So they had no avenue to bring their junk.
Right.
So that's why we have this. That's why we started this 3 years ago.
And how do people feel about it?
Oh, they love it. They love it. It's great. I've already had a bunch of compliments this morning thanking the city for being able to do this.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
What do you think would be like one of the best things El Mirage could do to set itself apart?
Redevelop the older part of town,
mm-hmm.
Better code enforcement, which we're working, you know, we're working towards that goal. What I see is that development, we now have the government in place to move the city forward to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now the infrastructure of the city, you know, malls, gas stations, shopping, you know, businesses.
That's what the guy over there said, like, we need some more shopping.
yeah, businesses, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So El Mirage is definitely moving forward, and I like what I see. That's why I came here. I used to work in Phoenix.
So what do you really like? What's one of the things of the community of El Mirage that you really like?
Challenge. Seeing making a difference.
Uh-huh.
And the challenge of taking a city that's kind of been forgotten in the past and moving it forward. And I've seen some of the general plan, and I'm amazed at the vision that that some of the people have out there
that
for this city.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you think that El Mirage is not, doesn't have in place yet that you think could make a big difference, say, in 15, 20 years?
Yeah, you know, I like
the, for the community itself.
Let's say the green belt and the the Agua Fria and the wash areas.
Uh-huh.
I think we should make those like a green belt where you jog, you bike, kind of little park settings, stuff like that.
That'd be
like
kind
that.
Of an interesting magnet, too.
Yeah. And more of a family-type city. You know, but I think that would be a big plus.
5 years ago, there's been a lot of improvement since then, and we're quite pleased with the progress.
What have you liked that has changed?
The roads have changed. We have a new Walmart. There are other, you know, I think soon we're going to have a gas station and all that. I mean, there are lots of things going on here.
Oh, that's great.
Quite pleased, yes.
When did you move here?
October 03.
From where?
I was downtown Phoenix.
Oh, so this is very different than downtown.
Yeah, I was somewhere 5 years, 10 years down the road, and I came back. Somebody would have to tell me that this is El Mirage. There would have been so much improvement.
You think?
I think so. Yeah.
What do you think they should like? What have you seen in other places that would be translated good, or what do you think they're
Saturday
still lacking?
Saturday post office.
They're lacking dollar ride.
Say that again?
Dollar ride.
Oh.
What can we do about getting buses? We have a bus up through to 111th mm-hmm. Avenue. What does it take to negotiate for us to have a bus even just to the post office? Happy, and I hope the progress that we've started in El Mirage will continue.
Oh, that's
we have
great.
More things coming in, but please let them give particular attention to public transportation for the people of El Mirage.
I like the fact when I grew up here, you pretty much knew everyone that you went to school with. You see a lot of familiar faces. One thing that I definitely think that the community can improve on is the city of El Mirage doesn't have, you know, a major bank, a major grocery store, you know, a branch store. Just a lot of things that I think this town definitely has lacked and is overdue in, but
so bringing
is,
in
on
some,
the, is on the right track, I believe.
Bringing in some amenities that would keep you here and shopping in El Mirage.
Yeah, I think the fact that the city is landlocked, you know, there's not really that much more room for improvement, but, you know, with what we have to work with, you know, we just got to make the most of it.
How long have you lived in El Mirage?
49 years.
49 years. City was incorporated in 1951,
right.
So much of the city's history you have seen.
Yeah.
What do you like about this place?
Well, it's a small town. I don't like big towns, so that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Well, with all the way it's growing and everything, a lot more jobs and everything right now than the way it was when I was younger.
Do you see any potential problems or challenges with the growth that's going on? I know it's been pretty exponential in the last 10 years.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about it is all the traffic.
Like, what would be your ultimate dream? Like, if just down the road from your house, what would you love to have?
I guess isn't like a rec center, a place where, like, you know, I know Glendale has an area where they have like indoor running tracks and exercise offer classes for another guy, a friend of mine, has taken us in there for karate classes. It's like a community rec center like that.
It'd be great to have a bowling alley in here.
That's a great suggestion.
I love bowling.
Yeah.
My son plays football. My son, they both take karate. Me and my husband take karate. That's kind of our thing.
Is there a place for karate here in El Mirage?
Yeah, they have it at the Dice Art Schools.
Great.
So it's something they offer. Yeah,
that's
it's a very good price, like $6 a class.
Oh my gosh.
It's awesome. It'd be cool if they had some more summer programs.
Yeah.
Because just anything for them to have something to do, a place to go that doesn't cost a fortune. Yeah. They've got to do something about Grand Avenue.
Yeah.
It's so, so congested. You could be miles from the stoplight.
Really?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And that's one of the only ways people can get out of here.
Maybe something for the kids, you know.
Like what do you think?
Like maybe, like a gym, you know, basketball courts inside, you know.
Is there a
like
community center here or something that they can do that yet or no?
They do, but, you know, it's not that big. You know, every time we go, it's packed. You know, maybe improve a little bit more.
Uh-huh. When you were growing up yourself, what was your favorite thing about the place that you grew up, and do you find that here?
Just the, like the community center, like you say, there was a 4-H club before, you know, and that, you know, we would, you know, stay there after school and play around, do arts and crafts, and now I don't see that much, you know.
What do you like about the community here?
Everything has changed.
What types of things are looking better?
The city.
Uh-huh.
The streets.
Your favorite thing about El Mirage?
My home, we've been here. 14 years we've been here, all our lives.
Uh-huh.
So we've seen a lot of change.
Is there anything you feel they could be doing better in terms of, you know, the population or parks or activities or crime, anything like that?
See, we don't have crime where we're at. It's all the new houses.
Uh-huh.
We're like a mini neighborhood watch, all of our neighbors where we're at. Some of these houses out here have it, but they don't ever do anything with it.
You know, when you have a fiesta and all the people get together, it's a time to realize that all your friends are there. You know, otherwise you don't see them.
So it's spending time with the people who live around you.
With the officers, you get to know them. You know, that's important to me, to get to know the officers. Because when you call somebody, you want to more or less say, hey, this is one of our friends that's out there, you know, protecting our city.
How do you find a small town, this is a pretty small town,
yeah,
like El Mirage, do you see any similarities or differences from like the small towns back in Europe, like in Germany or Poland?
I like a small town better, you know, more people. Big town, a lot more crime. Yeah, they go down east side of town, that's a crime area.
So it's more like the small town, everybody knows each other, so you can, if they're getting in trouble, you know they're getting in trouble.
Yeah, we used to have a cookout here, like steak cookout, you know, like a golfer sponsor or somebody else sponsor, but the proceed probably was going to police department or fire department,
right,
or the school, right, you know, stuff like that. Now they stop.
I think it's a nice community. I think our mayor and city council are good people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a regular attendee to council meetings and that. But, you know, and the police department, we're pleased with the new chief and that kind of thing. And, you know, the community. But they're missing some culture.
Missing,
you know,
some culture.
Cultural things, you know, whether it's the art museum or, mm-hmm, you know, if they build a little kind of thing, mm-hmm, like that with the history of the town. And so the one comment that stands out in my mind is there's no entrance into the town to speak of. You know, most towns you go
into, like, have a gateway somehow, right? Visual.
We have a little jerkwater turn to get in, and you go around.
On the frontage, right.
Whichever way you go, you don't feel like you're in the town, you know.
That would be a good thing for El Mirage, to have
a medical center,
an urgent care type thing.
Oh yeah,
so that the
Doc
people
the
wouldn't
box.
Have to go so far.
Right.
The pluses here are we have no graffiti, which is wonderful.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah,
it's a tribute to the mayor.
Wow,
and the
that's fantastic.
And now we have this great new police chief.
Mm-hmm.
That
we love our school. The school is a great architecture.
Yeah.
You know, the school that we have down there.
Right, right.
It's a really beautiful school.
Anything else you want to say about El Mirage and going to school here that you think is a good thing that people need to hear?
If they're not going here, recommend it, I think, because there's a lot of programs here that a lot of schools do not have. and they're a lot more, teachers are more experienced.
Than most
of the schools, I think, around here, by experience. Mm-hmm. So.
Cool.
I think it's great.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
I like the school just because everyone's like really friendly and it's not how everyone portrays it to be.
Would you say it's a pretty good place to go to school?
I think so.
I agree.
It's really diverse. There's a lot of different people here and we're all very accepting and I like it.
Mm-hmm. maybe just some more stuff for teenagers.
Yeah?
Yeah, because not really a lot of stuff out here. Like,
what would you like to see or what would you like to do?
Like more places that teenagers would go to, like maybe a skate park or like a mall, like she said, just more stuff to get more teenagers doing stuff, not just sitting in their house like all day.
What does community mean to you?
If something happens to your house, like knowing that your neighbor will be there to help you or that you can trust your neighbor.
Do you find that is something that is present here in El Mirage?
Yeah, I've known my neighbors for like 5 years and they're like, yes, they're cool.
So if someone came to you and said, okay, this lot is up to you, you choose, what do you want to see?
Well, I'm not sure they have swimming pools here, so I would like to see that.
They should have like more things like for teenager stuff, like.
Like what?
Because a lot of my friends are skaters and they don't have a skate park nearby.
I just moved here about like basically when school started.
Wow, from where?
From Surprise.
What do you think of the school?
I think it's a lot better than. Than Valley Vista.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. I just kind of feel more of an adult here. I guess
because cool.
It's bigger. Uh-huh. I guess more kids and better teachers.
I have lived here my whole life.
Your whole life?
Yes.
Excellent. What do you love about it?
Well, I used to love that it was small and out of the way. Now it's grown, but it's grown. Pretty much for the better.
Has it?
Yeah, it feels like it. Well, the thing is it'd be nice if, like, the movement was more directed towards, like, the old and improving the old side of El Mirage, which I know is difficult, but they're starting with the street, so that's a start. You know, I know that they, made the school nicer and everything. I mean, it's growing. It looks like it's moving in the right direction. It seems like it's taking a while, though.
Now, what's Old Mirage like?
Old Mirage, I mean, it's family-orientated, very small. I mean, the community's tiny. Everybody knows each other. You know, if you look at it from the outside, it looks like a slum, but it's really, I mean, it's what we know, it's what we grew up with, you know, nice. It feels like home.
We are an island community. We're surrounded by Peoria,
mm-hmm.
Youngtown, Sun City, Surprise. I think we have to be tremendously careful of implosion. The fact is that our community is just steeped in kind of a timelessness,
mm-hmm.
that still shows. When their daughter graduated, one of my students, this last year, I was invited to the after graduation party at the house, and I came up and there were a gazillion cars parked out there, and I fully expected to see a gazillion graduates, recent graduates,
mm-hmm.
Over at her house, and all that was there was her family. Three generations, all who had attended this school right here. That's the thread that, and I've given this some thought, that I don't want lost, and yet is not the sort of thing that city people want to celebrate. If you wanted it physical, it would be a wall of history,
mm-hmm.
that would start at the very beginning of what was here and would be built and recognized. And that wall of history, whether it's inside one of the new buildings or is also on the net or, hangs from light posts, whatever that happens to be. There are dozens and dozens of these pockets of who we really are.
Hmm.
Just scattered around this city.
So, there you have it. Part 1. Interviews, comments, opinions, thoughts that may or may not line up with yours. If anything inspired, infuriated, or intrigued you, speak up. The community of El Mirage can't benefit from the expertise of your opinions, dreams, or experience if you keep it to yourself. Stay tuned for parts 2, 3, and 4. The sketch of the city and its complexities only gets more interesting. For more information about the city of El Mirage and its charrette, please go to cityofelmirage.org. That's spelled CityofElMirage.org. If you're curious about charrettes, the group in charge of the El Mirage charrette is the Planning Center, azplanningcenter.com. The National Charrette Institute can also be found online at charretteinstitute.org. That's spelled charrette institute.org. Thank yous and big shout-outs go to the city of El Mirage, its citizens, visitors, and its employees, most notably George Flores and Sharon Antes. Thanks as well to the folks at Pueblo El Mirage, at the Walmart on Thunderbird, and the students, faculty, and staff at Dysart High School, especially Vicky Alexander and Jim Heinrich. Many, many thanks as well to Maria Mask and Raquel Goodrich of the Planning Center, who hung with us in this scorching sun, kept us hydrated, and translated on the fly. And to the ever-ready Bob Blazek, as always. We simply couldn't have done it without all of you. This episode of Park Bench was edited by Andrew Litsky with help from Monique Kleinhans and Lisa Holland. Music was graciously provided by the remarkable Chandra Cogburn. Her website is chandracogburn.com. ChandraCogburn. Thanks for listening. Maybe someday we'll hear from you on the Park Bench.